Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation are edible and not so edible Christmas tree ornaments. In days of old, long before fire, and those mega ginormous We Sell Everything stores and the buyalotofstufffromus.com sites, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa knickknacks and decorations were handmade and homemade. Sure, you could splurge on a tree, fresh greenery, tinsel, and if you really needed it, a new menorah, a Unity cup, or a new fake tree. But truly, store-bought can never replace homemade. I've come to discover that the most important and cherished ornaments and decorations are the handmade with love variety that are preserved from year to year and displayed or hung in a place of honor as soon as they're unwrapped. While never truly masterpieces of artistic beauty, they are nonetheless the most cherished and beloved of all our possessions. This year, find your way back to that simpler time when the best gifts were the ones your kids made for you. I say bake and cook your way to decorating your home for the holidays. Not only is it fun, economical, and really delicious, it's the kind of tradition that every generation can participate in. It's also a great way to show your children that it's not how much you spend, but how and with whom you spend your time that really matters. We're going to make some gingerbread men ornaments. You need a box of gingerbread cookie mix, a small box of raisins, one small package of Red Hots, a plastic straw, and clear acrylic varnish. Prepare the cookie dough as it says on the box. Roll them out, cut them out. Use raisins for eyes and Red Hots for buttons. Using the straw, poke a hole all the way through the head so that when it's baked, you can put a ribbon through it. Bake as directed on the box. Remove them from the pan and let them cool. Let them sit for 2 to 3 days. They really kind of need to get a little stale. Obviously, some are going to get eaten during this time frame, but whatever you've got left is what you should be hanging on the tree. After they've sat for 2 or 3 days, spray them with the varnish, hang them with a ribbon. Now, I'm going to give you a homemade dough for ornaments. This is not an eating dough. This is almost like a Play-Doh type of dough that you can cut out and create and paint. In a large pot, I want you to mix a cup of cornstarch, 2 cups of baking soda, and 1.5 cups of water. Mix it all at once and stir until smooth. Cover and cook over a medium heat until the consistency is that of mashed potatoes. Turn the dough out onto a cool surface and cover with a damp towel until it's cool enough to handle. When it's cool, coat your hands with cornstarch, knead and smooth the dough until it's pliable. Roll it out using cookie cutters, cut it out, and if it's going to be used for ornaments, use a toothpick to make a hole at the top. Place this on a cookie sheet and bake at 250 until hard, about 30 minutes. After they've cooled, paint them for drying and then stick a ribbon through the hole and hang them on the tree once they're dry. This is my favorite treat. It's called an edible Christmas tree. You need 1 box of ice cream cones, the pointy kind, and 1 container of vanilla frosting, green food coloring, and candy and coconut. Take the cones out of the box and place them on a cookie sheet. Put a few drops of green food coloring into the vanilla frosting, mix it up, and then spread it on top of the cones. You can sprinkle coconut on them. You can push the candies into them, and you need to let them sit on the cookie sheet for at least a day until they harden. Take a small pin, poke a hole in the top so that you can put an ornament hanger on it and hang them on the trees. You can eat these or you can just let them be beautiful. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. I welcome any feedback, comments, and column suggestions you might have. You can reach me at nipr.fm or EZTLOG, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. And you can catch up on my columns and contact me through the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.